Hi, and welcome back with another episode of the RCVS podcast. I'm Anna Feeney, a member of the communications team at the college, and today we're actually a bit on tour at the Royal Institute of British Architects. We're here for RCVS Day, and with us is one of our award winners, Professor Peter Clegg, who is one of the RCVS Queen's Medal Award winner and head of the Institute of Aging and Chronic Disease at the University of Liverpool. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I'm obviously delighted and very honoured to receive this award. Thank you.
So the Institute is actually an incredibly multidisciplinary research institute covering veterinary, medical, biomedical research. So what do you consider to be the benefits of really engaging with professions across different disciplines?
Well, it's really brought a whole load of activities together between medics, vets, engineers, computer scientists, mathematicians, and it's really driven a really strong multidisciplinary research environment, which has really led to some really exciting science, and it's allowed us in certain disease areas, particularly in musculoskeletal biology, to do with arthritis and tendon disease, as well as we've got a very large department in ophthalmology and eye and vision science, and it's allowed us to make some really, major progress in understanding fundamental diseases, and also bringing medicine and veterinary and basic biomedical sciences together.
So you've actually been a lecturer since 1997. I mean, have you seen attitudes really change that much towards multidisciplinary work since then?
Yeah, it's changed dramatically. When I started off, I was a clinical lecturer, so my main role was actually teaching students and seeing clinical equine cases, surgical cases, and I did a bit of research, and as time's gone on, I've become more and more involved in research. And we were, for much of my career, we were very much just in the veterinary school, and we were quite sort of siloed and inward-looking. And now the sort of structure we have at Liverpool does allow us to look externally, and it has made major advances in our science, in our research, and our research success. So it makes a very good research environment, and that's, a huge change in sort of 15, 20 years.
Yeah, and you've actually done so much teaching over that time. You've trained 27 PhD and 2 MPhil students to graduation, 19 of whom were vets. What are their attitudes towards multidisciplinary work? And also, what advice would you give towards people who are considering going for further education?
Well, I'm obviously delighted that we've had such a good number of students through our group. It's a testament to not just me, but a lot of the other people within the group, and that we've been very successful in both attracting very good people to come and work with us, and also get the funding in to actually do the work. The decision for a vet to do a PhD is often quite complex because there's competing demands. You're often older. There's been the demands of being in practice, higher salaries out in the practice world compared to the research environment, does often make it a big ask to move in to do a PhD. But I think it's a really great thing to do. It really opens doors and opportunities, and I haven't regretted it at all, my decision to undertake a PhD. And even if people just go back and become a general practitioner, I think the fact they've done a PhD does open their eyes and make them much more skilled and employable. So, I would always encourage people, because it opens many more doors than it closes.
So it's a matter of personal development as well as anything else.
Yeah, it's very much a personal development thing. Your PhD is your own baby, and it's how obviously you're working for a supervisor and part of a team, but the PhD is a very personal thing, and the work you are doing within a PhD is your work, and you own it, so it is a very personal journey to get a PhD.
Yeah, and outside of academia, you have an incredibly varied load of interests as well. You're trustee of the Horse Trust, associate editor of the Equine Veterinary Journal, and on the fellowship panel for Arthritis Research UK. So do you think that kind of variety in the work helps prevent burnout?
Oh, it definitely does. My job is incredibly varied, and each day I am doing roles which are completely new to me, which are completely varied. And it's not, when I qualified, my career aspiration was to be in a successful equine vet in a nice part of the country. And the fact I get a lot of different roles in my job, huge amount of very fun roles, a lot of international travel, and I think it's something I never really went out to get or expected to do, but it's an amazing life, it's an amazing opportunity. It comes to some sacrifice, because the thing I'm probably more proud about is that I've got a healthy, sane family who put up with my frequent absences and quite hard work. They'll always be saying, oh, you're always on the laptop or you're never here. But it is, you know, that's another thing I'm very proud of, that I managed to do this while delivering a relatively sane home life and a lot of good things going on at home.
So it's making sure that while having all these interests, you still maintain the interest in external work.
Yeah, it is important that you find the right balance between work. It is the sort of role I have. It can be all encompassing, all developing, take over your life. And it's important that you keep some sanity check, and my family really keeps me sane at times.
So how did they react when they heard that you'd won the award?
A bit of laughter, because the usual thing, children don't think their parents are any good at anything, so the fact you're being recognised is a bit of a surprise to them.
I'm sure pride as well.
Yeah, I'm sure they were proud as well.
Well, congratulations again on the award. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.